Slo here.
And Greta.
And your number one girl, Jilly.
Oh, hey.
Do you guys like my new intro?
Yeah. Cool. I do.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Lady Lovin'. It's another Monday. We're here in New York City. It's so hot.
It's very hot, guys. Although yesterday was crazy. I was walking.
Oh, it was disgusting.
In the heat. And I was like, it's really hot. And then all of a sudden it started raining. And I was like, I'm really cold now.
I was so happy that it rained, though, because without the rain, it would have been just way worse.
It needed to cool off the streets because, like, the heat rises from that pavement.
I love summer, but when the heat becomes so oppressive to the point where, like, leaving your house is just as scary as leaving your house when there's a snowstorm outside.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't know what to do.
It's all about fall.
I think about walking Blue, and my dog has black fur, and he's a puppy, and so we're just, you know, getting to know the mean city streets. And I take him to the dog park, and there's these fountains there, so he can go in the water and cool off. But apart from that, taking him on a walk is miserable for him. I feel so bad, like his little paws must be so hot. He comes home and he's panting.
I used to feel bad with my dog, with Bernie, but then you realize that, like, when they're panting and stuff like that, that's just them controlling their body temperature, and they control their body temperature through their paws too. So, like, yes, in our mind, we're probably like, oh my God, I bet they're so hot. They're walking around in a fur coat and whatever.
A black fur coat on a 100-degree day.
But your dog is fine. Your dog is chilling.
I read this article recently that it was like, be careful when you take your dog to the farmer's market, because, like, their paws had, like, blisters on them from the hot,
heated floor. There's, like, chap that you can put on your dog's paws that protects it from the heat of, like, blacktop.
I just try and walk in the shade.
Yeah, me too, for the most part. But anyway, you guys, it's really hot. Can you tell? Because we started off the episode that way. We're like, fuck, it's so hot outside.
It really is.
It's so hot and so horribly sunny that I just bought a sun hat so that I can wear it everywhere I go.
Yeah,
like,
it's
taking
crazy.
The dog on walks, all that.
You know what we should try doing? We should make a batch of cookie dough and see if they'll bake in the window.
Yeah,
or on the roof. Should we try?
Well, that's like what they do with a fried egg.
I think you have to do it with an egg.
Cookie it is dough. What they do with
cookie
an egg.
I've seen people aggressive as fuck.
I've seen people do it in I've seen people do it in the window of their car.
Oh my God, it can get that hot in a car. 350 degrees, like a real oven.
Who knows?
I also, one of my favorite viral memes is that photo of the dog in the car, and there's a note, and it's like, I'm listening to my favorite song. The air conditioning's on full blast, and I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah, I've
Please
seen
don't
that.
Break this window.
I've seen that. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
Why? Well, I hope the car's actually on.
Because most times if you see a dog in a car and it's hot out, you call 911 or break the window.
You'd save it for sure. Yeah, so I just went to the dermatologist, and she told me, basically, you should wear a hat everywhere if you're out in the sun. SPF and Botox are, like, the two most important things to, like, keeping your face looking nice.
SPF and Botox.
She was
a combination.
SPF is, like, 100. I mean, I've been putting SPF on my face since I was, like, 5.
Yeah, for sure. But we were talking about Botox because I'm interested in Botox.
I get Botox.
Ain't no shame. Well, I got some Botox.
You guys,
Botox.
I haven't gotten Botox yet because I kind of just want to see... I feel like I need it a little bit in my forehead.
Well, how does my face look like? I got it yesterday. It takes like a full week for it.
It takes a little bit.
Honestly, I can't tell because I never thought you needed it.
But this line across my forehead. It takes a full week to set in.
I've only gotten it twice, and I've only gotten it in my forehead and between my brows because I do have wrinkling on my forehead. But I've only gotten it twice, which isn't like normal Botox maintenance. I know that most people get it way more often than that. I usually just get it once a year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. For young people, they say like twice a year, three times a year. But I didn't know if you want to do Botox at all. And like, that's totally your decision. Everybody has a different opinion on it. The right procedure is. And she was like, well, if you really want to avoid wrinkling, preventative Botox along with SPF is the best way to do that because it stops your muscles from,
freezes
creating
the nerve.
Wrinkles on your face.
Yeah. I would like to try
and now
that.
I can, like, not... I'm trying to furrow my brow and I can't.
Yeah.
That's funny. I dated this guy once,
awesome.
You guys, who told me that if I ever got Botox that he would break up with me.
You know,
well,
I'm
that's
so
how
over
insane
that.
Is
I'm
that.
So over
it's
anyone.
Like, listen, bro, look what's going to happen in 30 years. Like, you know, I'm going to get more shit than that done. And you're going to break up with me over some Botox?
I just love people having an opinion
I love a man like having anything. An opinion about a woman's face.
Man, woman, like, anyone. Like, it's my face. It's my body. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever I want to do because it's me and I'm the person living in it. Like,
100%.
You don't get to say shit about how I want to look.
But it wasn't even like, ooh, like, I'm going to get like a reconstructive facial surgery.
Jillie,
it was like, I'm going to get a needle of Botox. And he was like, I can't believe you would ever do that. Like, all this shit. I was like,
I remember when I was a little girl, I used to cry to my mom and beg her to not get a facelift. I'm like, please don't get a facelift, please.
Oh, because you thought she was going to come out looking different.
Yeah, because that was like the time. Remember when like everyone was like, their heads were wrapped in like mummies and like all this stuff. And I just remember being like, I don't want my mom to do that. Now here I am being like, a facelift sounds pretty chill.
I know. I'm like, all right. When are we going to work this into my life plan?
Seriously.
But Jill touched on something that we are talking about today, and congratulations, you guys. It's just the three of us. No guests today.
We've been doing these a lot lately because we...
Sometimes it's nice to just not have to entertain, you know?
Sometimes it is nice to not have to entertain. And also it's like summer and everyone is just like on vacation or something.
Everyone's living that like... that FOMO Instagram life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's
in Italy.
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone's like,
a lot of people are like,
that's nice. Yeah. I feel like I know a lot of people that are, I don't know.
They're either like in the Amalfi Coast or they're like in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no in between. You know what I mean?
One or the other. One or the other.
I suppose. But I like the episodes when it's just the three of us because we get to just really chat like we actually do. And I mean, we do that when we have a guest on the show, but sometimes I don't need to learn about anything new. Sometimes I just want to gossip with you guys.
Sometimes I want to share what I've learned.
Okay.
Which is not a lot, but some things.
But yeah, so we are talking about dating today. Dating in 2016 and dating in the future.
You guys,
what it's gonna look like.
As we're talking about dating right now, I just got a new match on JSwipe.
Get it.
Well, I think that's a good way to start talking about dating. Let's talk about some dating apps. What do you guys think?
Let me tell you something. Oh my God, this guy just messaged me, "You shall be my wife."
Oh wow.
That's forward.
So, you know,
is he hot?
Is he a Jew or is he a non-Jew?
This is JSwipe.
That's
so I'm
on JSwipe.
He's a Jew.
Yeah. Although, you could be not Jewish and be on JSwipe.
On JSwipe that says willing to convert.
Exactly.
That's chill.
Yeah.
So, is he willing to convert or is he Jewish?
Should Let's we check live it out. Do your chat.
Oh yeah,
he's cute.
He's traditional and not kosher.
That's chill.
And he's 26.
Yeah, but Jill's kosher now.
Oh,
she needs a kosher man.
But Jill is not kosher in the sense that she will dine at restaurants that aren't kosher certified.
Correct.
How most people are that are kosher.
Do you want your boyfriend? Do you want your boyfriend to be kosher, Jill?
I don't know. Probably one day.
Okay. So he can be not kosher now, but like maybe open to it.
Like, would it bum you out if he wanted to eat a cheeseburger?
No.
Not if it's kosher certified.
Nothing would bum me out.
But that's not kosher.
It's cheese and meat.
You can't eat that if you're kosher?
No.
I thought the meat has to be kosher.
You can't eat cheese and meat if you're kosher.
Together.
And you can't eat meat unless it's kosher. And you can't have like any kind of, my aunt and uncle are kosher and keep a kosher house.
I keep a kosher apartment, so no cheeseburgers in my apartment. I don't know,
do
man.
Do you have two separate dishes?
Just glass, which is like what you can use as
I
well.
Tried to cook Jill a kosher dinner the other night and she was like, okay, I can have fish, but no bottom feeders. So I go to the store and I buy fish and she comes over and she goes, did you buy skate? I was like, yeah, we're having fish. It's a kosher meal. Look at all these other things I got. And she was like, skate is not kosher.
I did not say it like that.
I was like, oh my God.
I felt bad.
I am
but
so
I had lovely
sorry.
Vegetables. But I don't know. I have to, it depends. I'm not even there yet. I just need to, I'm really interested in meeting someone I like. That'd be
can
pretty
you
cool.
Lie? Can you write
oh,
back
can I
to
write
him?
Back? He said, you shall be my wife.
You should say.
What should I say, guys?
Say, you shall be my husband.
That's weird. That's like very intense.
Maybe I'll just you should be like, say, are you a fortune teller?
Should I be like, how much? Just kidding.
No. It's hard for me to touch upon dating apps because the time that I was on a dating app, I had no success.
I know.
And, well, I had sex with people off of them, but it was really bad.
I have, like, a joke that I'm like, I wish people on dating apps actually wanted to date.
I know. I don't understand what everyone is doing on dating apps, not actually meeting up and talking. It's like, what is the point of being on this platform and putting yourself out there if you don't actually want
to
chill?
I think you should only say yes to people you actually want to date. And if you don't respond, if you don't write to them, then you should get in trouble.
I agree.
There needs to be some sort of like structure, you know?
Well, I think that's what Bumble is trying to implement with the time, with the 24-hour time frame to communicate with them. You know, like your match will disappear in 24 hours if you don't talk to them.
Yeah, but you're not penalized.
Well, I think
you need to be penalized if you're not like actively using the app, because listen, people want to fall in love. Like, where else are we supposed to go? Starbucks? Like, it's not going to happen.
Joe, maybe you should create your own dating app.
I know.
For daters that
I feel
are
like
really
you honestly
serious.
Could because I've you've done
a lot
so
of experience.
Much.
Who was I talking to that we wanted to create a friendship app?
Oh yeah, you and someone on our podcast.
I can't remember.
Eden?
Was it Eden, maybe?
I don't know, but I was like, we should totally create this friendship app, but I think it exists now.
The other problem, I was going to say about dating apps is like you look at one photo and then the next photo doesn't look anything like the other photo. And you're like, I don't know which one you are.
You know what I think is confusing when people in the photos have multiple people in the photos?
100. I think it's rude. It's like you're making me look further into your app. Like, why can't you just post a photo of an actual of yourself? Like, why do I have to be like, oh, is it that one? Is it that one? It's a waste of
also,
my time.
Also, I'm going
to
be Jill, really...
you're, like, taking so much offense to
I think it's disrespectful. I also think it's disrespectful when you have a dating app profile that doesn't have your photo in the first one.
I just think like, it's annoying it's if weird. It's you and your homeboy, and I think he's cuter than you, and then I find out it's not him, and it's you. And then I'm like, oh, well, fuck this. But then it's like I want to match with him to meet his friend, you know? So it's like I want to match with him to meet the guy in the photo, so you just match with him, and then you message him. Like, who's the guy in your photo?
You guys, one time I matched with a guy because I thought he would be a perfect match for my friend.
Yeah.
So then when we matched, I messaged him and said, hey, I think you'd be a perfect match for my friend. Her name is this. Like, here's her phone number.
Oh.
And he was like, great. And then he called her and they went out.
That's nice.
And was it a perfect match?
Nope. But you know what? Sometimes you need a little push, even on a dating app.
You know what you can do to, like, find out who the friends are in the photo? So on some of the apps, they're connected through Facebook, right?
And you can like look them up.
You can like see like if they're friends in their pictures. All the pictures are pulled from profile photos, and you can see if any of the friends are tagged in the profile photos.
Oh, wow. That is aggressive.
You know what? When you got to stalk, you got to stalk.
I should be like a...
A dating app consultant.
A PI.
A detective, because, I mean, give me somebody's name and I will come up with the craziest shit about them from the internet.
I do appreciate it when a guy lists their height, though. Like, even if you're 5'6", 5'7", 5'10", like, put it all out there. You know what I mean? I think it's nice when people, like, put more information so you actually, like, know...
I think
there's no like false.
I think
hope.
So too. I think being honest about, you know, like your body type and how tall you are will just save you so much grief in the long run. Because if you're forthright about that, then you're really only getting people who are genuinely interested in you and who are like, oh, you're 6'7". Okay, I'm cool with that. Or like, oh, you're like 5'8". I'm cool with that too. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like height is one of those things. I really believe that you need to meet the person to know whether or not you're actually into them. Like, you could be the kind of person that's like, I refuse to date someone that isn't tall, that needs to be like 6'1 or taller. It's like, okay, but you could also meet this like incredible person that's not 6'1.
Yeah.
I just don't like it when people create things to like shut themselves off to like finding good people and love. Like, I think that's something being like so particular about a height. I think that if you're so hell bent on that, being like, he's a great guy, we had so much fun, but he's 5'9".
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, maybe reprioritize your situation here and realize that being 5'9 is like not that big of a fucking
deal. I'm not even saying from like that perspective. I think it's nice when someone just says their height so you know. I'm not saying say no to that person if they're short. I just mean like, I like it when people like have an actual have that part like filled out, you know what
I think
it shows confidence.
I don't think it's that bad to go out with people who like, you're okay, you're this tall, and like I like people who are this tall, because it's a reflection of what you're physically attracted to.
For
and
sure.
I think for a relationship, and I could be wrong, I'm sure that there are exceptions to the rule, but I think, you know, to be really successful in a relationship, you have to check off some boxes. And I think that being physically attracted to somebody is really important. And if, like, they fall outside of, like, what is acceptable to you, then it's probably going to be a problem and, like, just hang around in your brain all the time. Like, I wish she was a little taller. I wish she was a little taller. I wish she was a little taller.
Yeah. I guess that I just have such a different experience with it because I really feel like I don't have a type. I feel like I've been with so many different looking people. Like, if you were to compare my boyfriend now to what my boyfriend looked like before him, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
The only common denominator there is that they're white.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, they're physically so different.
Right.
And, like, look so different. So I feel like, you know, would I have said that I would be really, would I have initially, if someone were like, hey, do you want to go on a date with my friend? He's 5'10 and bald and, like, a little, you know, dad bodish, do you want to go on a date with him? I'd be like, nah, I'm good on that. But, like, that just so happens to be the person that, like, I'm like, that, like, I really love and, like, and I'm really attracted to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's great to keep an open mind and to go out with people that you're not sure that you'd be interested in. But I think if after you meet them, you're not, you know, I don't know.
I also think you can't force attraction.
No. I mean, look at Harry totally. And Charlotte, guys.
Yeah, 100%.
True love.
No, I'm not even. I'm not
possible. We just have these platforms where you can curate an experience and a person. So,
but I find myself lying when I first started dating Will. I would literally say to myself, "Look at Harry and Charlotte," just like because there was a point where I was like, "Yeah, I'm dating a bald man, and that's just life." But now I think that all bald dudes are super hot. Now I'm into bald guys all the time.
I dated a bald guy once. I think bald guys are hot because they take better care of their bodies.
The Rock is like my number one celebrity crush, and he's
bald. Wait, what? Hold on. The Rock is your number one celebrity crush?
Yeah. That's insane. I thought it was Eddie Redmayne or whatever his name is.
Yeah, you love Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, he's cute too.
That's like a very odd two choices.
Talk about opposite ends of the spectrum. You have like a dainty Englishman and then like a massive other
Rock. You know, Eddie Redmayne reminds me of like Prince Harry, I think.
Oh, I love Prince Harry.
I'm sort of into that like royal thing.
Amazing.
But The Rock is really like, oh my God. Because you know what? I watched WWE.
I'm sorry. Oh, you have like a WWE thing going
on. I don't know. Listen, I watched WWE or WWF from a very, very young age. We watched it all of the time. Like Sunday Night Heat, Monday Night SmackDown. And The Rock was on. And so I've just been a lifelong fan of his.
You
and
guys,
if you ask me genuinely, like, oh, is there like anybody, like a male actor that you would get really excited about? And I was like, fuck yeah, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
A male actor, The Rock.
Hold on. And I'm like the number one fan of Ballers on HBO.
This is... And my mind is literally blown right now. Have you ever seen that gif where it's Eric from Tim and Eric and like his mind is like touching the void?
No, but that's I can, like what's I can happening picture it right, to right now.
Lo.
Yeah.
Are you a wrestling fan? Because if you are, you know that like the number one thing that male comedians are obsessed with is wrestling. It's very weird. And if that's the case, we need to get my friend Casey has a podcast all about wrestling that maybe you should be a guest on.
Okay, I'm open. Oh my God, because I watched wrestling for years growing up, and sometimes if it's on TV, I'll turn it on TV.
Who's your biggest female celeb crush?
Ava Green.
Mm, yeah, oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. Who are your guys' celeb crushes? You guys,
I go Scarlett Johansson all the way.
ScarJo's hot for sure.
Yeah, since day one.
Who are my biggest celebrity, like female celebrity crushes?
Or male, whoever.
I'm really into Ashley Graham.
Who's that?
Yeah, she's a babe.
She's this like hot plus size model who's just like super cool and just like
okay.
I love her. I love Gabrielle Union. I've always loved her.
I mean, ever since Bring It On.
When I worked at in high school, I worked at Intermix in DC, and she came in a couple of times and was like the nicest, most wonderful person ever. And I was like, she's the shit.
Really nice. We did like a reading charity thing together once. She was like so kind.
Yeah, really, really
genuine.
Nice. Yeah.
Who's your dude celeb crush?
Oh, man. I have, like, so many weird ones.
Do any of them top The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
No. That's just that one. Okay, that's going to go down ones, in history.
Like, I've always loved Kieran Culkin, Macaulay Culkin's indie film star brother.
Wow. Really? It's so niche.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
A niche crush.
He's in the that's film Wiener Dog that's out right now, which is very funny with Greta Gerwig. I also love Greta Gerwig because we share a name. Oh, I like Garrett Hedlund. I like any guy that's on Sons of Anarchy. Hello. Those guys are hot as fuck. Oh, you know who else I love? So Steven Dorff. I love him.
Hilarious.
Ew, you would not love him.
My friend dated him.
Oh, well, I don't know him in real life. So please do tell.
He just... Do you remember when we would see him out in LA all the time?
Yeah, my friend dated him. I went to his house once.
Yeah, and he just
That's all I'm going to say.
You know... I don't want to be ageist, but he's like much older than we are, and he was just still like hanging around.
See, here's my problem. Here's my problem with celebrities.
You're such a creepy guy.
I'm such a movie nerd. Like, I go to the movies all the time. I'm watching movies all the fucking time. That I just, like all of us, I develop crushes on like characters that I've seen them be. So got like it. Steven Dorff in Somewhere with Elle Fanning, the Sofia Coppola movie.
That's what you
I'm
like.
I'm in love with you. Yeah. Kieran Culkin in Dangerous Lives of the Altar Boys. When I watched that movie in middle school, I was like, oh, I fucking love you. It's like when you watch Now and Then and you see what's his face.
I never saw that movie.
You know, you that Devin Sawa.
Is that the one where the what's her face tapes down her boobs?
Yes, Christina Ricci.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Going back to like the older men, I do have that issue in dating apps. Like, I'm gonna be 30 in August, and like dating someone that's 40 is like not that big of a deal.
It's not a big
deal. But for some odd reason,
does it
freak you out?
I feel
like it freaks me out. They look older. Like
Jill,
the 40-year-old men
sets her dating apps to give her like 22-year-olds.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
26.
That is so young.
First off,
way too
I would like to say that I don't ever go. I've never gone on a date with a 26-year-old. I've never even hooked up with someone that.
Who was the guy that you hooked up with
on
Houston Street?
Age,
I thought that he was like 24.
No, he was 1 year younger than me.
Oh, okay.
But
you really need to up the age. Because what 26
year olds? I have it from like 45 to 26.
You should go like 33 to 40.
So here's
I would
the thing.
Do, if I were you, I would anyone. Do 30. I would do, no, I would do 30 to 40
but
if I were
back
Jilly.
To 40-year-old men. I feel like for some odd reason, I just look at their photos and I just don't even think we'd have anything in common. Like, they just seem so much older. I don't know.
That it really depends on the
You're
person,
wrong.
You know? Like, one of my best friends is 40 and I just feel like he's just...
I guess the
same
as
me.
My boyfriend will be 40 in 2 years.
Well, yeah,
he's
but I'm
not
just
like
saying the photos of the men that are 40 that I see on the dating apps... They just seem an old 40. They don't seem young 40. You know what I mean? I'm not opposed to it. It just kind of freaks me out.
Just
I don't know if I want an older... I don't know.
10 years is not that big an age difference.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I should be able to go on dates with 40-year-old men, and it freaks me out.
I'm changing the age thing on your dating app. Like,
I have
right
three
now.
Friends that are all dating men that are younger than them that are, like, the best boyfriends. So I don't really...
You know,
I don't think there's anything wrong with dating someone younger than you.
I don't think there is either. I think if you're trying to like have a boyfriend and get married, you're gonna have way better success.
I agree. I think it depends on what you want.
Pool.
I think it depends on what you want.
I have two friends that are married to guys younger than them that are our age by like 3 years. I think it just really depends. I'm not trying to like close off.
Okay, I dated
younger and older.
I dated a guy that was 13 years older than me. And he had gotten a divorce. He had stepkids through his ex-wife. And he, like, spiritually was wanting to be young. But since he had gone through all these experiences, I felt like that was the only time that I had really felt like our age separated us. 'Cause, yeah. like the person that I want to be with, we'll be going through all those firsts together.
Yeah.
I would hope, you know,
yeah.
I would hope that like,
yeah,
if I were to ever marry someone, it would be our first marriage together. Or if we were to ever have kids, it'd be our first children together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, it's so situational.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of felt like it wasn't really his age that made him feel older to me. It was his like experiences that he had that made him feel older to me.
That
so
makes
like
complete sense.
Since he went through this crazy divorce. That was like something that I have no experience with. Like, I've never gone through a divorce, and he's probably better suited dating someone that like knows that experience. Yeah. That's such a big thing that happens in your life that I think finding a partner that has like a shared experience like that is like important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think so too.
So for me, it wasn't an age thing. It was just more like, dude, I don't know where you're coming from. Like, I can't relate.
It's, you should just be open to all sorts of, you know what I mean?
I think it's hard. I think that when I see younger girls dating older men that have children, I think that they really need to consider like what that means.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on Bleecker Street the other day.
Like a young girlfriend.
Like a young, hot Brazilian woman that was like younger than me with an old, round, gray-haired man.
But you know what? Love is love.
And they were both in like yoga vacation attire, so like
that's
white
nice.
Linen shirts and white linen pants, and she was in this like tiny shorts and like detailed like wedges, and I was like,
sounds
whoa.
Like they were on vacation.
I was like, what's happening here? And then they started kissing, and my friend was like, should we call the police? I was like, no.
I think that whatever makes you happy, and if you're in a happy, healthy relationship, that's really all that matters. And who's to say, you know, what it all means? My aunt and uncle have been happily married for 20 years and they're 19 years apart.
Yeah.
They're 19 years apart. They're super happily married. They have two kids, and like their love is just as valid as anybody else's love that's born in the same year.
Right. So I think really what it comes down to when you enter into a relationship or when you're dating or even when you first meet somebody is to understand what it is that they're actually looking for. You know, like,
yeah.
Are you a man or a woman who is on the same path that I'm on? Do you want the same things that I do? You know, do you want to be in a committed relationship? Do you want to get married one day? Like, are you still dating? Are you just hooking up with people? And I think a lot of people really have a difficult time owning up to what it is that they're actually looking for. Because in the dating world, most people err on the side of like, oh yeah, like it's just casual. I'm so cool. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And that to me, when you don't feel that way, is such a mistake. And I did that. You know, yeah. I dated guys pretending that I was like totally cool with these like casual open relationships when in reality I wasn't. You know, like I liked them and I like wanted to date them more seriously. But because I put out the wrong version of myself from the very beginning and essentially lied about what I wanted, I never got what I wanted in the end.
Yeah. Right. I'm always like, I want to fall in love. They're like either yes or no.
I feel like something cool is happening in my relationship where I feel like I'm falling in love every day.
That's so nice. Greta, that's like the most sentimental I've ever heard you.
Oh, the look on your face right now.
Well, because I really feel like initially I was like really closed off.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just feel like this person is like really great. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like not sabotage the situation.
Right.
I think that's amazing.
And he's like really, I feel like, pushing me to be better in my career. And I'm such a career freak that like, that's great.
That's amazing too, when you find someone that really supports what you want to do with your life and like understands the importance of that and isn't like trying to bring you down.
Do you guys want to know something really funny?
Yeah. Always.
Right now, I got a text from my ex-boyfriend who just had a baby with his wife like a week ago. And I'm thinking to myself, this is so funny that like we're having this like weird, this conversation about relationships, and he just literally texts me out of the blue about like a photo. And I'm congratulating him on like, you know, he has a really cute baby with his wife, and I'm congratulating him. And he's like, thank you. And we're having this nice conversation. And I'm like, this is actually really chill and nice to also have like nice exes.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any of those.
I don't talk to any of my
exes. I don't talk to one person I've ever even kissed.
Oh, well, he's the only one that I talk to. So,
no, I mean, that's great.
And we don't even really talk. It's literally just in this like weird moment about like something so random. But when he texted me, I was like, oh, okay, this is nice that I can congratulate him about his child.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, not you, not in this situation, but a lot of people like are super friendly with their ex. But like, unless you've both, like, it sounds like you both have moved on. Obviously, he just had a baby and you fall in love every day with your boyfriend. So that's great. So you both are clearly moved on. But I think it's hard when people are friendly with their ex and they're not dating anyone because it's so easy to fall back in that. And then you just get stuck and you spend your time thinking about that person or having that. And then you don't open yourself up to, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sorry, a bird just flew into the wall.
The window.
Oh my God. I feel bad for that pigeon.
I have a very large window right next to where we're sitting recording the podcast right now, and a pigeon just like dive bombed into the glass. All right.
That's sad. I hope he doesn't have a concussion.
We're fine. I don't feel bad for pigeons.
Are you kidding? I don't feel
bad for them either. They mate on my ledge.
I know, they really do. This is their apartment too.
Oh, it's horrible.
I think that now that I'm thinking about it, like I like that my ex-boyfriend felt comfortable texting me about that, that we do have this like nice thing. But I am also very anti besties with your ex.
For sure.
Even unless it was like a high school ex-boyfriend or like
and you're something like in your 30s.
Like, yeah, or like even a college ex-boyfriend. Yeah. But like I don't think, like I know that my boyfriend now would not be like thrilled with me chatting it up with my ex-boyfriend right before him, and I wouldn't be thrilled with him chatting with his ex-girlfriend.
Well, not even that too. I just think some people are like
yeah, there really isn't.
Some people are like, oh, I'll just have sex with them. But it's like, if you don't have that like ability to have sex with someone, then you're going to put yourself out there to meet someone else that you could have sex with, that potentially like you could start a relationship with. You know what I mean?
Go back.
I'm saying, like, if you keep an ex-boyfriend around and casually sleep with them, you're still filling that void. Whereas if you completely let that go,
I didn't hear
and you're like, okay, like I need to have sex. I want to have sex, or I want to like, I need attention, or I like want to talk to someone. It's like, then you're forcing yourself to actually go out there in the world and meet someone new, as opposed to like going back to that.
I'm guilty of that too. Like not like knowing that I was hanging on to old people, but keeping them like after you break up in this like physical relationship zone because you're lonely, or you know,
you're like, oh, I want to have sex, and we've already had
hang
sex.
Out with somebody on you know, a Tuesday night, you know. And like, honestly, I wish, I really regret that kind of behavior, you know, because I followed that pattern for years where I just kept going back to what was comfortable, and it really prevented me from emotionally putting myself out there. I wasn't emotionally available because I was like still wrapped up in these like old relationships that hadn't really ended.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, I do.
What is everybody's best relationship advice? What are like your top three things that you think you should practice in a relationship?
I'm like the queen of getting in relationships and staying in relationships that I shouldn't be in. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why now I feel like I'm like loving my boyfriend every day is because I'm actually in a relationship that I should be in.
Right.
So if I could have given myself advice, it would have just been like the second I realized, oh, look, there's a difference between realizing that you're really, 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 really in a relationship and a difference in realizing there are problems in the relationship that you want to work through.
Right.
So, like, for every relationship before him, I was like, oh, I dread being in this relationship. This person pisses me off. Like, I don't know what to do. Well, the answer is break up with them and just, like, stop dating them. So if I could have given myself advice, it's just, like, end it. Just end the relationship. I stayed in relationships for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I don't know, just get out of it. And also, don't be in a relationship because you feel like you should be. Because I think so many people are like, oh, well, my girlfriends are married or in relationships and I'm the only single one. And that's not a reason to date someone. Mm-hmm. Just like, wait. I think that there's like the best things come for those who wait.
Yeah, I think so too.
Great advice. I think for me, it's just more like, don't be afraid to speak your mind, to speak up for what you want and the kind of life that you want and like the future that you see for yourself, like including your partner, and like, you know, making sure that you're both on the same page. I've had like a few relationships end because we both want different things for our lives, not because like we don't like each other, you know.
Right.
And I think that that's something like, you know, we forget because it's so hard to find someone that you actually like want to look at every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can like stand there breathing and you enjoy their conversation. And then you add on that whole other thing of like, what do we both want? Like, what are we capable of like achieving together for, you know what I mean? It's so much more of a conversation. And I think that that's something that I, you know, had waited too long to have a few times. So I think it's really important to just make sure that you are on the same page there and that you get everything that you want out of your life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's nice. I vibe on that.
Thanks, Lo. Thanks, Greta.
Yeah.
Lo, what about you? I have a couple things. I think what Jill said about wanting to be on the same page, wanting the same things out of your life, you know, on your own and together as a couple are really important. You know, the religion you want to practice, if you want to practice one, whether you want to get married, whether you want to have children, the way that you want to spend your money, where you want to live, being on the same page about
those things.
If you want
to travel,
if
you think it's important to take your kids on vacation, you know what I mean?
Being on the same page about those things, I think, is really important. The second thing that I think is really important is not trying to change the person that you're with, like,
you can't,
and that's the point. Like, you can't. You have to be satisfied with who they are, and really, that means being satisfied with their flaws. You know, because like the things you like about them, great. You know, like, I love this about you, I love that about you. But can you really live with somebody who, you know, like, always forgets to put, I don't know, like, their coffee cup in the dishwasher after they drink their coffee? Like,
you need to tell them.
Of course. But like, you know what I mean? Do you love this person enough as they are to be able to like live, have a life with them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that you also need to be in a really good place with yourself. Yeah. I think that if you are not feeling good about yourself, you cannot be in a good relationship, period.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you need to just, like, love yourself, respect yourself, feel good about yourself. And I think that that's really hard work. So I think that until you're in a place where you feel like you've done the work with yourself, you can't be in a place where you can do the work with someone else.
100%. I completely agree with you. The energy you put out into the world is the
energy you receive.
Back.
I totally agree. And I think that, you know, when you're in a relationship and you don't respect yourself or feel good about yourself, you'll end up being with someone that sees that and takes advantage of that and is not nice to you.
Right. Like, if you are listening to this right now and you are thinking in your mind, God, like, I just keep dating all of these assholes, you know, people that don't respect me or that don't follow through, or, you know, it's not that serious. I think, honestly, what you have to do is look inward and ask yourself, why haven't you set boundaries? You know, why haven't you been honest with this person about what it is that you want? You know, those things are really, really important. I think, to your point, Greta, like, until you can start really respecting yourself, you can't expect anybody else to do that.
Nope.
Not to, like, knock all these people who, you know, were shitty to you, but, you know, people are not mind readers.
Nope.
You know, unless you tell them, you're honest, you're out front, they don't know, you know? And everybody has a different expectation for what they want in their life.
I agree.
You have to be honest about it. Okay, guys, I think this was fun. Do you want us to explore?
Yeah.
I love nothing more than to sexplore with my two best friends.
I think we're going to talk about sex and relationships, because I think that sex and relationships can become really, like, complicated, and it's like, how do you keep it exciting? How do you change your sexual expectations of your partners?
When you stop having sex, does that mean that you are breaking up?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's very nuanced, right? Because when you first date somebody, you're in this honeymoon stage for however long it lasts, and I guess, you know, people assume, you know, you're having sex all the time or whatever. And I read an article recently that was like, asked a bunch of different people who are in relationships how often, you know, they think is the appropriate amount of time to have sex every week. You know, so it was like, okay, Greta, like, how many times in your relationship should you be fucking every week? And the answers were literally all across the board.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting.
I think everyone has a different experience. Obviously, it's like no one has the same sex life. So there's obviously going to be so many different opinions. For me, I in my last serious relationship, our sex life was so bad towards the end because it's like we both didn't like each other. Mm-hmm. So we like couldn't even stand like being together. You know what I mean? And like that was like a big thing for us to know like something was wrong, because like if you're arguing and you're not connecting sexually, like, that's a problem. You know what I mean? So, like, that's two places, like, both, like, mentally or, like, verbally and sexually you're not connecting. Like, I think that is something to be said.
So, were you not boning because you like weren't physically attracted to him anymore, or like what was
it? I think we just didn't like each other.
Yeah.
Like, I think we both had problems and we weren't that vocal about it. And neither of us, like, I wanted to try, like, I wanted to fix it and figure it out, like, not the sex, but just like our relationship.
Right.
And he didn't want to. And like, mm-hmm. that's ultimately like why it ended. Mm. Because, you know, women are fighters. We always want to like make sure that we've given it our all.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, like now we weren't right for each other. I'm so happy that relationship. I'm happy that I had that relationship and that it ended.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't right. Yeah. But I think that, yeah, for that sort of thing, we just both, we just weren't like into each other anymore. We're over right. it.
So what if like everything in your relationship is great except this one area where like you're having problems?
Well, I think then hopefully you can communicate about that and right. talk about it and figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah. I think probably if that's happening, you have some kind of difference of opinion or something is going on beneath the surface that needs to be addressed. But I think if that's the case, it doesn't like spell doom for your relationship.
No.
But yeah, like if you're fucking hating each other and you fight all the time and you're not boning, then maybe it's like, not a good idea. Then I don't know.
But if you still love each other and there's just like a little bedroom pause, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, I think a dry spell is normal. What do you think, Greta?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so normal. I think sex is like fluctuates so much, and like it's so much more layered than just two people being attracted to each other. I think it's like has so much more to do with yourself and like how you're feeling. I know personally that when I'm not feeling good about myself, the last thing I want to do is have sex.
Yeah.
Like, period. And it has nothing to do with my attraction to my partner or how I view our relationship. It fully has to do with myself.
And sometimes you just want to eat pasta and like not have sex.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think
you
that
know what I mean?
I do think though that like sex is definitely a huge factor in a relationship, and I don't think it should be minimized. So I think that if your sex life is something that you feel like is not as great as it should be in your relationship, I think that just opening up a open line of communication with your partner is like definitely the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Because no one can read minds, like we were saying, and right. no one knows how you're feeling. No one knows what's going on. So I think I agree with Jilly and Lo. Dry spells, super normal. If it's like something that you feel like is deeper than just a dry spell, talk to your partner and work it out.
Yeah. I think if you're feeling something, your partner is probably also feeling something. And so, you know, finding the bravery to talk about it is really important. And I think the most important thing is, and I have, you know, like read this and learned from my therapist, whether it's about this or any, you know, little problem that you're having in your relationship, if you both want your relationship to work, then you can get through anything. If you don't want your relationship to work, like genuinely deep down, that's how you feel. Maybe you haven't acknowledged that, but if that's how you feel, or if that's how your partner feels, then you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
You know? Agreed.
But if you really want to make it work, you really want to be with that person, then, you know, you can fight through anything.
I agree. I think we're all in agreeance.
You guys, we just, yeah, this is one thing that we all agree on.
Yeah. I think it's time for some lady loving.
Yeah. It
is. We get to pick today. How fun. I know.
There are so many ladies that I love out there that I could choose from. Lo, do you have a specific
person? Let's hear it.
I think this week it's Michelle Obama.
Yeah, girl.
Because Melania totally stole your DNC speech,
which was fucking crazy.
I don't know if somebody just wrote it for her.
Well, yeah.
And just
yes,
put it
in. Of course.
They have their speechwriters.
I mean, how did that happen?
I don't know. But Michelle, we love you. You're the best.
You're so the shout out to Michelle. You're the original.
Obama. Yeah, I mean, I know that I'm sorry if some of our listeners don't like it when we get political, but very important to vote, people. None of us want Trump to be president. So let's all come together and vote for Hillary.
Yeah. And if you listen to our podcast and you want to vote for Donald Trump, that's okay. But send us an email. Let's talk about it.
Tell us why.
Yeah. Tell us why. That would be awesome. All right. We will hear from you guys next Monday. Well, you'll hear from us next Monday. Everybody,
we hope we hear from you too, though.
Yeah, we hope we hear from you.
Yeah, please. We love it when you email us. And we love it when you DM us. And we think it's just great.
It is. So have a wonderful week, everybody. And catch you soon. Bye.